Okay, everybody, hello and happy. What day is it? Wednesday. Yeah, days just fly by here. Okay, so we're going to just take any quick questions if anybody has any questions before we get started. Hi.
Hi. Okay, I don't know if I'm falling offline or my fingers just after a while, they start being like, they don't go anymore smooth. I feel more like my fingers are rough. Does that make sense? Or am I falling offline?
Hold on. Who is this? I'm trying to find who this is.
Gitty.
Okay. Are you falling offline? You're falling offline. Okay, so let's see. Is there a reason why? One, two, three. One, two, three reasons why you're falling offline. Okay, clearing that out. If you don't know the reason, you can just ask, are there reasons why I'm falling offline? And you just go like this. If you're not online, then it's hard to do that.
But if I'm not online, could I do it even?
Yeah, no. For sure you could do it. If your hands are charged, you don't necessarily need to know the reasons why. You just clear it for like about 10 seconds or so. Connect yourself to what you did and see if that works. You don't always have to connect yourself, but if you're not online, you wouldn't know. That's why you need to connect yourself. Okay? But I'm getting you should be good.
One more thing. I get general triggers with money. Could you just check if I actually did it?
General triggers with money. Did you clear them? Yes.
Yes. Okay. Thanks.
And keep in mind that you want to look at different angles. So like if you use money, it could be you have triggers with making money, with spending money, with not having enough money, with people giving you money, deserving to have money. All these could be different triggers. Follow me? So it's good to do general clearing and then very specific. I'm working on a protocol right now that we spoke about on Sunday. It's called phobias. And the phobia protocol is basically just dealing with triggers. It's triggers of fear. Fear triggers. And the fear of the fear triggers. And the whole thing is just basically trigger releases. The entire protocol of, you know, about 10 different things that we clear. Check for this, check for that. I also just wanted to quickly bring up, I know tomorrow's Hanukkah, which is super exciting for everybody. I just wanted to quickly just give over a quick, you know, I like sometimes just to give over a little bit of Torah so we can, you know, think about it from this perspective. There is a big difference between Hanukkah and Purim. With Purim, they were trying to destroy us physically, okay? And so that's why we do feasting. It's all about eating and about celebrating, drinking, getting drunk, physicality. With Hanukkah, they were trying to destroy us spiritually. And that's why there's really no mitzvah to have a mitzvah suda. It's just more of we're praising Hashem and lighting candles and bringing light into the world, which is what we're trying to do. Because they weren't really interested in destroying us physically. They just wanted to strip us from all the mitzvot that we could do. Learning Torah, have to violate before a woman would get married, you know, and all the things they couldn't keep Shabbos. They just wanted to strip us, bris milah, and all the things that we couldn't do. So, you know, it's beautiful to be able to celebrate this now. We take it for granted, but, you know, I think it's very important that we praise Hashem every day. First of all, to be able to do this work, this is very spiritual, holy work. Now, we say we don't do spiritual work, but it is spiritual work in terms of the quality of work that we do depends on our spiritual purity. If you're not spiritually pure and you try to work on somebody, it's going to affect you and that person as well. So really during Hanukkah, we want to try to elevate ourselves with as much light as we can and try to contain that light is the trick. Okay. And some people succeed and other people, they just blow through Hanukkah and they haven't really done anything with the potential of that incredible light that's coming through. Okay, so just a quick little board on that. Okay, so anybody have any questions? I know that I didn't get to one person yesterday, which I want to quickly address her, and that was Shauna. Okay, hi Shauna. So you have a question about, you wanted me to check something for you, or what?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, one, yes, two things, please. One thing is the work that I did yesterday with my daughter. Can you just check it? My triggers with her.
Okay, did you clear your triggers with her? Generally, yes, not specifically. Okay, so keep in mind there's two different categories of triggers here. There's general triggers, which are my general triggers that I have with my daughter, and then specifically related to events that are going on. Okay, so you need to clear
Okay.
specific events.
I did try to do it specifically.
There's more. Okay. There might be more.
Okay.
That's all that means. And
Okay.
as they come up, you can just clear them. Okay.
Oh, it came up.
Yeah. Okay. So just keep clear. There's more to go. Okay.
Okay. And one other thing, my two finger, it doesn't seem to work unless I'm really pressing hard. My fingers get so tired.
Yeah, that's not good. Okay, that just means you shouldn't have to put any effort in. Honestly, there's barely any pressure that I put on. So the question is there a reason why you have to push so hard? And the answer is yes. Okay, you just clear the reasons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 reasons. So clear them, please. Hold on. Yeah, just clear the 10 reasons why it's so hard for you to do that two finger rub. You shouldn't have to exert any effort. Okay, keep in mind if you're doing this all day long and you're putting effort, your wrist's gonna start hurting. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I just also wanted to quickly talk about, when we're releasing triggers. So I was working on a couple yesterday, and she's like, she knows how to do this work. She's like, I keep releasing all the triggers, and he keeps releasing the triggers, and it's just not help happening. It's just not helping. And that is because the core issues that created the triggers have not been dealt with. And I just want to point that out, that if you have done trauma work, okay, that's great. Most people have done tons and tons of work on themselves. And there are certain assumptions that are made, which I shouldn't make assumptions, but I do assume that most people taking a course like this have done some type of work on themselves in terms of trauma work. If that is not the case, we would need to take a few steps back. Yes, the triggers are very good to release. However, like this woman was saying, she's having flashbacks of things that were going on in her life that are directly affecting her today. You can clear triggers all day long, but if those flashbacks keep coming back and keep coming back, they're going to create almost like a trauma again. So we need to clear that. We're going to get into that in the complex trauma release, which I think is, I don't know if next week or the week after. But in the meanwhile, if you have a flashback, just so you know, a quick way if your hands are charged, I would create a bubble like this. Put the flashback, the entire event, right into the bubble, pop it and up and gone like that, just like that. Because you want to stop that flashback. It's an energetic imprint that is coming to your brain. It is being triggered by something. You would need to clear the trigger and the event that happened and throw it up all together if the trigger is not working. Okay, and I just wanted to mention that because it did come up yesterday in a therapy session, and it's a very important point that I don't think was mentioned. Okay, all right, so does anybody have any questions about what we're talking about how to do a trigger release? Hi, Sigalit, welcome. Hi. Hi.
You so much for meeting and your commitment to bringing Mashiach
Thank you.
and really aligning with the group and all of us.
Thank you. It's nice to have
Yeah.
you.
My question is, do you mind just demonstrating clearing? I'm just would love to see, I know that see, I'm just. I know that we could feel like last time I asked you, I might just ask you this over and over again, by the way. Last time I asked you, we were like kind of feeling and clearing at the same time by just doing like a hand sweep. I'm just wondering, I know we all, like you said, have done work. I would love to see you demonstrate yourself clearing. I feel like clearing and testing is happening at the same time. And I just would like some more, I don't know, just like to see you kind of in
Sure.
action. I don't know, whatever Hashem makes you want
Action.
to do.
Okay. Okay. And you are a doctor, right? You're a doctor of Chinese medicine?
Yeah, I'm an acupuncture physician.
Uh-huh.
I've been practicing Chinese medicine for over 20 years.
Wow.
And thanks to Hashem, I get to witness daily miracles.
Amazing.
And I love my work, and I'm so excited about aligning with this group and just bringing Mashiach, taking it seriously.
Thank you. Thank you so
much. One person at a time, one clearing at a time.
Amen. Amen. Okay, great. So what she's asking is a very good question. Okay, so many people join our course. They're already healers. They're in the healing world. They're doing their stuff. And then they meet me and they're like, okay, so I'm doing this and you're doing that. And how do we marriage the two together? Okay. So probably half the, maybe not, maybe, I don't know about half, but maybe at least maybe a quarter of the people on the Zoom class today are already involved in some kind of, you know, either their therapist or this or that. So this is the part, is some people are super intuitive. They're like, Rachel, I don't need your two-finger rub. I just close my eyes and bam, the answer's there. I clear it, it's gone. If that's how you do it, beautiful, but I can't teach that, okay? Because that's a very high level of what I call psychics. I'm not psychic. I don't teach being psychic. Some people go psychic after a while of doing this. I have not. I'm like, do I need psychic? I don't need. Okay, I'm good. Just stay where I'm at. So if you are one of those,
you're pretty close. You're pretty close, yeah.
Well, when I test, am I psychic? I'm not psychic at all. Okay, we have many people that are psychics of 7, 8. I've even had a 9 in the course. I know Anna's like next level. Okay, you don't need to be psychic to do this course. Okay, you could just be what I call a commoner like me, just basic energy testing it. But there are quite a few people that know how to do like deeper, like they see stuff on different levels. So if that's you, okay, what she's saying is when she's waving her hand, she's also feeling the clearing. That is completely fine. You don't need to test it because you're feeling it. Oh, you know, there's stuff here and now it cleared. If that's how that works for you, it's totally fine. 100%. The way I do it, though, is I clear like this. I'm either getting, you know, it's sticky. I feel it. I don't feel it in this hand. I don't feel anything when I'm clearing. Once in a while, I might feel a little bit of pain in my finger when I think I might hit something like a disturbance or something. I'm like, just like, you know, shoot away or whatever. Ask her to take this off. But other than that, you know, I'm just going like this. And I'm just feeling it with my two finger rub as I'm feeling the clearing. If you do it in one go, it's fine as long as it works. I don't care which way you do it as long as it works is my point. Okay, you want to use a pendulum, which is super slow. A lot of people, they use a pendulum that just goes around and around and around this way or that way. You could do that way, you could do this way. I don't like this way, though, because you need two hands to be able to test it. So you either test and clear with one hand or you test and clear it with like this. Some people do the sway test. They go back and they forth. I know Yehida on the call, she's got an interesting way where she puts her hand and the hand moves or something like that. There's lots of different ways. Some people, they put their tongue on the top of their roof and they feel a certain sensation. Some people use the blinking method. You know, I know Arit teaches that. I didn't resonate with the blinking method because, first of all, I had eye surgery. My eyes never connected to that. And I would always fall asleep when my eyes were shut. So it's just whatever works for you is fine with me. Okay? Is that clear? Amazing. Thank you. All right. Welcome. Okay, Shani, go ahead.
Good morning. Regarding what the point you made about like with trauma and people having flashbacks. So I've had trauma. I don't think I have flashbacks, but I don't have things popping into my head, but I could just revisit it. And I have the memories are very, like if something happened like 30 years ago, but the memories are very, you know what I'm saying? I can revisit it in 3D, you know, full color, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. 3D. So is that something that warrants clearing? Like,
definitely.
Even if it's not popping into your head?
Definitely. We're going to be getting into the trauma protocol. I mean, we have quite a few trauma therapists and therapists in general, psychologists, therapists, all kinds of people. And they're saying that this is, what, as far as they can see, one of the best ways to clear trauma. So we're going to be getting into that, I hope, in the next. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I think it's the next day or the next week or two. I really would encourage you to really look at that protocol and deal with it, because this is the time to really deal with all your trauma. Okay, trauma is not meant to get, okay, this is what the page looks like. Okay, it looks a little complicated. It's really not complicated once you understand how to use it, and it's in the plug to download. But hopefully, the point is once you clear the trauma, when you think about the episode, there's zero emotion, there's zero charge that happens in your body. So we clear the traumas, we clear the triggers, and we clear up any emotions that are associated with that event. It's pretty much nullified, you know?
Okay.
I mean, so I have a Rebbetzin down the street. She's like, the Torah, we're not into trauma. I'm like, seriously? The Torah is one trauma book, like one thing after the next. But she goes, but we don't call it trauma. Because trauma is sort of like, oh, I'm a victim. I'm stuck in this space. So we'll get into that when we get into the trauma. But the trauma really is it's just energy that's looping around, trying to find a way to process out. And that's just how it is. And so Hashem's constantly sending us all these traumatic events in our lives. And the trick really is not to get stuck. We tend to get stuck and become victims of this trauma and then use that as our excuse for why we can't move forward. It's the worst thing possible to get stuck into your trauma, you know? Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, Yaffa, hi.
Hi, I need your help with something.
Sure.
Yesterday I came on and I had been working on some triggers with my husband. And then those were cleared, but I told you that I had a pain in my hand. Mm-hmm. So you said that that was some resentments. Now I did some work and discovered that those resentments are connected to my son and my daughter-in-law, and there's about 2,000 of them. So
just clear. Just keep clearing. As you're talking. Wow. They could have used our course back in the Torah days, right? When they had all these issues with all their brothers and all the dynamics. You see, like crazy stuff that goes down in these families. When you look in the Torah, it's like, yes. Whoa, family dynamic dysfunctions, next level. Hashem's like, yes. It's normal, okay? The question is, what he doesn't do is teach us how to deal with it, you know, other than kill him, get him out of my life, go away. You know, it's like, we don't really get an instruction book on how to deal with this stuff.
So you were an example now for the previous question of like how to clear it. You when I told you it, you cleared the resentments. Did you clear the 2,000 resentments? Is that what I could have done for myself?
Exactly. Just general clearing of the 2,000 resentments. Just go back and forth like that. I'm doing that for you right now.
Okay.
You don't have to do, one, two, you'll be here all day. You could just quickly go back and forth. I'm clearing the 2,000 resentments like that, if it works.
Okay.
Beautiful. If it doesn't work, you could do it by layers. How many layers do I have? Oh, I've got 10 layers. Okay, so layer one, layer two. I could do 2,000. I could just do generally clearing the 2,000, whatever fly is going to fly. And if it didn't, then how many do I have left?
Okay. And it would, if it didn't clear, it would come up a different day, right? Like it would come up in a different permutation at a different time. Even if I got an answer today that it cleared. So I would find more.
And by the way, bitterness, resentment, a lot of these emotions are being generated by a thought. Okay. You're looking at your husband, you're like, oh, you know, like what a slob. Like, I'm just as an example. You look at him, you're like, what a slob. He just left all his clothes all over the house. I just cleaned the house. And these are all negative thoughts that are populating an emotion within ourselves and potentially a trigger reaction. So, you know, it's kind of all connected. Understand? So if you're populating current thoughts about your husband or children or whoever, those are being current population that are going to create more energy disruptions on your energy system. Okay?
But what happened was I originally did the triggers on my husband, and then next I find myself like in a whole different arena that I didn't even know, you know, was relevant. That came out through my trigger work.
That does, because what happens is we have layers and layers and layers. Let's say you have 5,000 layers of schmutz on your energy system. And we come along, okay, we're going to clear this layer. And then the next layer comes up. Oh, I'm clearing that layer. Is this ever going to end? It does eventually clear. It just, there's a combination of clearing the old stuff and then dealing with the new stuff. You know, a lot of people have really bad situations going on in their lives. And every single day, there's just like called damage control. You know, just energy hygiene, just dealing with population of whatever's coming into my life today, and then clearing all the schmutz from the past. It's just that balancing act.
Okay, Rachel? Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Rachel?
Yeah, hi.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Morning.
Okay, question. I tried clearing the things I have with my husband, resentments, general first, and then I tried, and that went pretty quickly. I had like from, 20 to 46, 48, how old I am. That went quickly. And then I tried clearing, let's say, a situation, a scenario. I was not able to like clear it. I didn't see any progression.
It could be it's entangled with a lot of other stuff. Okay. Or it could be it's entangled with somebody else. It could be there's just, it's not ready to be cleared. See, what happens is so let's like you have a trigger on this line one, okay? And it's entangled with potentially line 20 down here or layer 20 down here. So you're busy trying to clear it, but in the meanwhile, the root is all the way down here and it's just not moving, or it might move, but it's just going to come right back. So that's why you document in your book, in your day timer, I cleared all these except for one trigger won't clear. You just circle it. And at some stage, hopefully, you'll look back in a couple weeks. Can I clear that trigger now? Yes. Now it's ready to come up. It's like a root. I don't know if you know. Like, I personally get a lot of therapy just going into my garden and seeing roots, seeing weeds, and just taking that and just pulling it out and just seeing it all come in one beautiful, with everything. I don't know, to me, it just feels very therapeutic. And when I do that, I also think about my own personal, whatever roots I want to rip out. It's the same thing in energy work. When we're clearing stuff, when we're clearing, we're also, there's roots that are sort of entangling to other layers as well, which is why we can't clear stuff sometimes until we get to deeper layers.
I got you. Are you able to test if I cleared general stuff with him? Are you able to test if I did anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
Can you test for me?
Yeah, I did. You're good.
Oh, and?
Yes. Okay. Yes. All right. Rina Kaya, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? I wanted to ask if you could check for me why on the COI chart my inner divine wisdom is being knocked off. I checked before and
I'm not getting a reason why. Is it being knocked off?
Mm-hmm. All
right, so just clear generally. Okay, just clear generally why. If it doesn't come up on the book, just generally clear it, okay? You could do that too. Okay, let me just intuit it. Sometimes, people will call me the most random questions and I'm like, it's an energy cause, but I can't come up with the answer. I said, and I just put my hand on the book. This is a big fat book, okay? 180 pages and put my hand on the book. Is it in the book? And I get no. So I'm like, okay, well, how many reasons are there? One, two, it's five reasons. Okay. So I just clear. I have no idea. Hajim, just please clear away these five random reasons. I have no idea why. Some weird stuff's going on here. I just clear that off. Disconnect. And also, by the way, when we ask Hajim to do the clearing, which by the way, it's happening either way, but when we ask specifically him for his help, always say, thank you, Hashem, for your help. Okay, always be grateful, ask please, and say thank you at the end, okay? But sometimes that's what it is, just the weird random things going on. We don't really know why. It's just how it is. Okay, I'm going to Esther. I'm going to do what I did. Sure.
Hi.
Hello.
I did a lot of clearing triggers. Now, I want to, if you could check if I've cleared all the triggers and stressors, but what I developed is pain in my right side in the back. And when I tested it, it said it's got to do with the energy, the work that I've been doing.
It does? You said? Okay, so when that happens, generally, the energy is moving through the meridian lines, okay? And the meridian lines, energy can get trapped somewhere in there. So I'm just going to quickly go to the meridian pages that we have. Now, we do have like a chart with the meridian, but in level two, we really get more into the meridian lines. Hold on. One, good, 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 good. So the lung meridian, which would not be part of your back, but okay, good. Stomach meridian. You still have the pain right now?
Yeah.
Okay, let me send you what I did. Good. Good. I'll just share my book what I'm doing. I'm just going through the meridians here. Good. 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 And not good. Okay. So see here, this is the urinary meridian, bladder meridian, right here. Is it kind of the spot where you have the pain?
Yeah, towards the right side.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that better? Good, good.
Slightly easing off.
Sorry?
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So that's what happened, is that it basically started moving, trying to, and then it got stuck somewhere because you had a blocked meridian. So if that happens, you know, you can go to the meridian wheel, which is what we have here, which is sort of is a representation of all the meridians, sometimes just with the intention of going back and forth, you know, see which of these, test which of these is blocked on you. Going up and down sometimes is just enough to fix the problem. If it's not, let's say like, you know, you're getting the bladder meridian, another option is you could just go online if you have online access and just, you know, print the bladder meridian and just follow the meridian lines and see where is that block, because that was what was going. You had a couple of meridians that were blocked, and that's probably why you got it stuck. Okay, you're welcome. Okay, Baruch, hi. You're welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
So, first of all, concerning your answer to Esther just now, is that a general general rule for any pain? Like if someone, like I'm having pain in one of my knees. So would I work on the meridian?
Yeah.
And like specifically?
Okay, let me give you a rule of thumb. If your pain moves, chances are it either shooting pain coming from an organ or a meridian line, and we could bring Sigalit on it because this is her expertise, all right? Would you agree with me on that, my dear? That when pain moves, hold on 1 second. When pain is moving in the body, okay, so this happens a lot when I'm working on clients. They're like, I have pain in my neck, right? So I clear the pain in the neck, like, and now it's in my back. How did it go from my neck to my back? And that's because the body is trying to get rid of it's either going up or down through the meridian lines. That's how the energy circuits go. It goes through the hands, through the feet, through the, you know, different things. So if it's getting stuck, you're going to feel that pain signal again in that spot. Would you say that's true in terms of how you would describe it, doctor?
Absolutely. And it's very important to, like Rocha was saying, every month, just go through and clear your channels. In fact, it takes hours of energy work to really clear the channels. I mean, if a person, in my opinion, from what I've seen, up until now, which I'm happy to have a change of the status quo, I mean, I have to do energy work every morning to clear my channels, and meditation every single morning. And every morning will yield a different load. The heart every day is a new shefa. And in order to receive the shefa, okay, the channels have to be open. Right. And if they're not, a person might experience pain exactly at the place where it is congested. Mm. So like Rocha was saying, if someone's been doing energy work and it's getting cleared, so the place that it's stuck is where it's going to, where you're feeling pain. So just keep on doing it. Mm-hmm. Keep on doing energy work. It takes hours, thousands of hours of energy work, but it works and you will get there. If I could do it, like Rocha says, anybody could do it, but it takes thousands of hours to really understand how to just be clear and start your day that way. Come in, right. Clear your channels. Just do it. Do it every day. Do it once a month. Feel, you can even feel on your body, you know. It's a wonderful way to connect with yourself and the channels and to bring new shefa into your body, which you won't be able to really receive if it's blocked. So just keep doing your davening, your hibodo, do clear the channels and keep on coming. And I really see in myself and in my work that it really takes energy work, works, but to really get it really to move, you got to keep on doing it until you get that quantum level of healing that the person needs to really feel a release. But it's so great that you're here for everyone and that we're here together. and that we're doing it. This is the work. So just keep it up. I'm so proud of Rachel and the whole group.
Thank you so much. Appreciate your help. Doctor, I want to point something out to you. I don't know if you know this, but if it's clearing, you're clearing yourself, and then it's coming back, I want to invite you a new paradigm, okay? And this is very important to understand because this applies to anything that we do in this work. So we clear ourselves today, and tomorrow it falls. It blocks. It whatever. Something's happening. What we want to ask the question is why? Why did it fall? What caused this to happen? Okay, and there is stuff that's happening to you, which we can go into with you, my dear, as to what is going on that is causing that block. I'm getting you have a negative energy loop that is populating this clog within your system. Okay, so like if I bring my lines up and I'm great today, and then tomorrow my lines are, and I didn't do anything specifically, I want to find out why did my lines fall? What caused that? You know? So it's important that we always ask, like, you know, if I cleared myself today, sorry? Yeah.
That it's a fascinating topic. I get a lot of, from a lot of questions that people are asking, I'm getting like, there's a lot of, for all of us, subconscious blocks. There's just blocks that have to do with our thoughts. How many thoughts we think in a day? Each thought, the power that our brain, the power, each thought is so strong. That it really does propel these different loops or unhealed trauma stories that need to complete, will do a loop, and they will continue to do a loop and recreate situations until they're complete. So,
right.
Yeah, I love what you're saying about negative loops. It's because the circuits in the brain and the body, the mind, body, and spirit get crossed when there's trauma or other. It's just reliving the block until we get to a place where we can complete it. What do you think, Rob?
Yeah, so what I would encourage you to do is before you start your day and you find you have blockages regarding that issue or any issue for that matter, create a bubble and say, I mean, if you know how to energy test, I'm looking at the cause of issues chart, which most people know how to use, but some people don't. But you look at the cause of issues and you could just say, I'm putting in all the reasons why my meridians keep getting blocked or clogged or the channels or whatever, block, clog, closed, you know, and just pop it and throw it up to Hashem and just disconnect yourself and test whether or not that's enough to do it. Sometimes you have to be super specific, you know, with what is the negative thought loop, because we have a protocol on that, on how to do that. Okay, I'm going to go to Rachel last, and then we'll come back tomorrow for more questions. Okay, Rachel, go ahead.
So I just, on the cognitive issues chart, what's been coming up for me a few times lately is, subconscious bugs.
Just clear them. Just clear them out.
I didn't know what that was. Yeah, okay. You just want
to
clear it.
Yeah. Just clear it. If it doesn't have a number next to it, you just clear, them by number or by layers or whatever. Yeah. That's the easiest way to deal with that.
Okay. That's it. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have any quick questions before we finish for today?
I have a quick comment if I can.
Of course.
If I may.
Sure, hi.
Hi,
Tatiana. Psychotherapist, dear friend. Hello.
Hello. Great to see such a dynamic group. This is beautiful. Rachel, you inspired me to mention that, you know, how important it is. I know it's an obvious, but how important it is that as we're on different, you know, as we're on our paths of clearing for ourselves and family members and clients, on and so forth, right? That each and every day, each and every moment brings an opportunity, like our accountability, where are our intentional thoughts now? Right? Because you could do the energy clearing, for instance, and if we continue to be dragged into old way of thinking, right, emotions, feelings follow thoughts, and so thoughts we have a command on, like current thoughts, our outlook, how important it is to keep it really in it, make that commitment to ourselves to keep it in a clear, you know, clean, connected to Hashem's direction, because as things clear, they'll continue to clear. And it would help. But if we're engaging in judgment ourselves, others, etc., like all the lower nature impulses, that will continue to run interference. That is our free will, where we're going to put our intentions on. So I just wanted to second that.
Thank you. And it's so true. Our free will is kind of, you know, we're sort of commanded what to do with our free will, but yet it's still our choice which way we want to go with that. And we see patterns in the Torah. I mean, Bereshit is just one of my favorites. So many stories, and we see patterns. I don't know if anybody knows alephbeta.org, but this guy, Rabbi Foreman, he is amazing. I call him a modern-day Rashi. And if anybody really wants to understand how trauma works in terms of divine judgment and why we get what we get, watch his classes on Bereshit. It's probably 100 hours, and they're all in a cartoon format, very easy to watch, but deep. And he shows like family systems and dysfunction and how Hashem sends it again. You see it repeating again, like the family dynamic repeats itself over and over again. And he shows it like, you know, and it's like, whoa, I never thought of it like that, you know? So many different repeats over and over and over again. And this is how, we don't really call it karma because it's not really a Jewish name, but I don't know, the equivalent of karma, where basically we create an energy and then there is a cause and effect of the energy that's created, whether it's positive or negative. Rabbi, his name is, it's Aleph Beta, you know, Aleph and then Beta.org. And he charges $180 a year for his content, but it is way worth it. I used to give a ladies class just on his classes, and everybody would come and go, whoa, where'd you get this information from? Never heard this before. It's all really fresh, amazing. Rabbi Foreman, correct. He is really unreal, the stuff that he comes up with, and he just makes you go, whoa. He's got 13 hours just on Parshas Bereshit. That blows your mind. Like, it's just like next level understanding. And he really goes into quantum mechanics and how the whole thing, but he shows it in the Torah codes. It's like, wow, it's really amazing. Actually, the class I gave now on proof of Torah comes right from him, because he's like proving that energy is real. So it's really cool. Okay, anyway, I got to run. All right, so everybody have a super day. We'll come back tomorrow, last day of triggers. If anybody has any quick class questions or anything,
Rob, may I ask, are you going to be teaching something tomorrow as opposed to spending the half an hour on people's questions? I'd like to make the distinction of if you're teaching on triggers tomorrow.
Well, no, I don't teach anything new. Everything's been already taught in the courses, okay? We just discussed, people have questions, and sometimes it sort of goes off into a side note and bring up. So I don't teach triggers. Everything has, you know, been taught on the class. So watch a couple of hour or two, whatever it is, on the triggers class in the week two that we're... So when we come to class, I assume that most people have already watched the class, and we're just dealing with questions regarding that.
Okay, so when you teach, it's only new protocols.
I mean, I don't know how to answer your question.
Okay, thank you.
There's every day. Tatiana has been on, this is her third or fourth time taking level one, and every day there's new stuff. It just comes up, and it just, there's always new stuff to learn. So I mean, I feel like I'm always teaching, but I'm not teaching it new. I'm teaching it from different angles, is my point. You have to have the basics understand to come to class, and then we kind of look at it, dissect it, and analyze it from different places. Okay? All right, everybody.
Tori, can I just ask you a quick question?
Sure. Go ahead.
And the pain, I still have the pain we were speaking about, and it became better, and this morning it became worse. Perfect. Is it a sign that it's going out?
Okay, listen to me, okay? If it comes and it goes, the question you ask, Tatiana, what's the question?
What changed?
Right, what, did something cause it, and how many reasons, and just clear them, okay?
The pain was still there. It just became a little worse again. So okay. Again, I have to ask myself what caused it.
Is there a reason? And there is. How many reasons? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reasons. Just clear them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. See if that helps. If not, we'll start with you tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Be blessed. Have a great one. Bye. Ciao.
Bye.